What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Oh man, I'm about to show you something. Hold on, let me just show it to you first.
I'm gonna show you a video.
Yeah,
this video caused this individual a lot of problems. Ready?
Set.
I used to compete in ballroom dancing.
Hey.
So I know all of
you and Ayla. Dances.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you guys over here in this fucking weird? Perfect form?
I haven't done them in so long, though.
Wait, what kind of ballroom? What are you doing?
All the 10 dances. I was competing all of them.
That's a lot.
Seen it. I haven't done it in years, is the thing. So I'm very curious if I started. But, like, I can understand, like, if we danced, you would be able to, like, what do
lead
you call it?
You.
Like, yeah, exactly, really well. Because I would probably figure out, like, the basic steps, and I would figure out, like, how to do everything.
All right,
even
find
though
out.
No.
Whoa,
find out. No, we gotta find out. No.
It's melt time.
Oh, she got the form. Okay. So we're just doing salsa. We're just going.
Yeah.
Who the girl?
His wife.
Oh, it's.
His wife.
His wife.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny's wife.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They're lesbians.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. We're good.
Same love.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You see why you have a problem with lesbian love?
No.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. All right, let's see what's up.
Yeah.
She knew what she was doing. She did this. She went. That's how I knew, man. She started flexing them shoulders and them traps. I was like, oh, she's not fucking playing.
Damn.
But what's the context?
Okay, ready? She's a ballroom dancer.
And?
We danced.
And
now everyone's saying he's a cuck.
You mean people that do not dance? People that are not in that dancing world? People that don't know what the fuck is going on? People that when they go to the party, that's how they dance? People that have not been in this world? People that don't know that in order for you to get better in that setting of couple dancing, you need to dance with other people? Yeah, those people. They don't matter.
Okay.
They just like...
Hold up. Let me show you something else.
Brothers is in your home. This is one of the very few situations.
That's how we rock in this culture.
Number 5. Ensure your old man is home anytime one of his brothers is in your home. This is one of the very few situations that you have a voice. Put your foot down. Do not allow it. Even if one person or everybody says it's okay this one time, it's not.
So this is bold right here, and you can tell this experience. You don't ever want to put yourself in a position where you're alone with a brother's old lady, because that situation has so many ways that it can end wrong. And this is just common sense, you know what I mean? Out of respect, like if you go to your brother's house unannounced or whatever, you should be making a phone call anyway. If you're going to anybody's house, I don't care how cool you are with them, drop that phone call. Listen, I'm on my way. Don't just pull up. But if you pull up to your brother's crib and his old lady is just there alone, do not go in that crib. It's not going to end well for you if anything gets found out.
So, what do we know about these two cultures? Two completely different cultures, right? One of them is about, the clip that I just showed you is about the motorcycle culture. What is the other culture about? The former. It's about arguing. It's about drama. It's about look at me, like this narcissistic behavior of like look at what we can do, look at what we can accomplish, look at all my talents and all my behaviors. First off, what I notice about internet celebrities is that none of them had a father in their life. The reason why Destiny allows his wife to fuck around is because he doesn't give a fuck about her. He doesn't. Look at the way Destiny, he doesn't even give a shit about himself. Look at the way Destiny fucking looks versus the way she looks. She obviously takes care of herself. She obviously fucking dresses up to scale, and Destiny just looks like a fucking bum all the time. Just a shitty ass t-shirt because he's overweight, doesn't fucking shave, doesn't work out, he doesn't fucking do anything to better himself or his life. He has no hobbies other than just bitching on the internet. And this is the thing that fucking trips me out about that situation. It's not okay for any man to be fucking putting their hands on your chick like that at all. My generation is known as the softest fucking generation of all time. And I used to think like Destiny. Like, oh no, dude, it's okay for her to just hang out with other dudes. You know, nothing bad's going to happen until it does. Why would you put your girl in a situation to be tempted like that? There's temptation everywhere. Men are fucking tempted. Fucking kids are goddamn tempted. What makes you think that women are any different? Fuck, I can't tell you how often I get tempted to just eat snacks all fucking day. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to cut weight. I'm trying to fucking gain muscle. I'm trying to do this. I need to fuck off out of 7-Eleven. Because 90% of the shit there is just junk food. That's what pisses me off about Destiny's bitch ass is because he's like, oh no, it's totally cool, man. Like, you know, she's a strong, independent woman, dude. It's like, you know, I'm not insecure. I'm not this. Dude, first off, the guy's bisexual. So you already know he has no morals or standards. And secondly, the guy doesn't give a fuck about his girl. He just doesn't. Because if it was my girl, and I caught her dancing with somebody else, you bet your ass I'd be fucking gone. I don't give a fuck how good of a friend he is to me. Or I don't give a fuck how close you are to whoever the fuck you were dancing with. You guys go back since elementary school. You can kiss my ass with that bullshit. I don't play that. And again... This is why I enjoy watching the motorcycle community, because as hardcore as it is, what are the core tenets? You don't disrespect another man, you don't talk on behalf of another man, and you don't try to fucking lean up on another man's old lady. Rather it be a girlfriend, a fiance, it doesn't matter. You do not fucking press a girl. You wait until somebody else introduces you to that chick, because it could be... Fuck, dude, it could be somebody's cousin and he's like overprotective. There's a lot of alpha male testosterone in that fucking culture. There could be, you know, she could be just modeling, just trying to get a paycheck, and her boyfriend is just an earshot away and you're over there just trying to spit some game. It's a quick way to find out who the toughest motherfucker on the block is. You keep your fucking mouth shut. You wait until somebody introduces you to that person. Or you just ask around like, hey, does anybody got any word on that chick? Does anybody fucking, you just got to know how to roll, dude. You ask, hey, does anybody got any intel on that chick? Is she single? Does she have a boyfriend? Does she have, you know, anybody? And that's it. You don't fucking go around trying to put your nose in shit that doesn't, where your fucking nose just doesn't belong. And especially in an old lady's fucking, business like that. And you fucking never, ever allow your chick to fucking dance with another man like that. Especially in front of... Do you want to know why Destiny's getting so much shit about being called a cuck and stuff? Half of his fucking audience is joking around. But because internally they know that it's wrong. For those of them that were serious, they know that that shit is wrong. It's not fucking cool. Especially in front... Dude, if a man ever disrespected me like that in front of me, like, hey, oh yeah, you used to... You used to fucking rock climb? Oh, well, here, let me show you some techniques. And he just starts fucking... As a matter of fact, didn't Abin Preach just do a video where, like, a guy was sitting at a table and his wife got up on stage and she was dancing with the rapper and he was fucking doing all kinds, like, he was rubbing his dick up on her ass and she was backing up on him, and the husband gets up on stage and he's, like, fucking screaming at her, like, what the fuck? Yeah, bro. That's no fucking different. I don't give a fuck if there was dick grinding involved or not. You never, ever, ever do that. And the fucking fact that this dude just had no fucks given. He's like, oh, I just caused a little bit of drama. It's no big deal. It's just whatever. And here's the thing about Preach that trips me out. Now, I don't know if he's trying to join an MC or an RC. For those of you who don't know what MC or RC is, there's a writing community or a writing crew, right? And then there's a motorcycle club. And there's a vast difference between the two. A writing community or a writing crew, those are just dudes that ride. They don't really abide by the motorcycle community. They don't have any bylaws. They don't really have anything. They just get together. They have a drink. And they fucking barbecue. And it's just like a clique. A club, on the other hand, is like a fucking second marriage. A club is way deeper. It's more than brotherhood. It's family. And you just don't roll like that. In a motorcycle club, you do not fucking show up at another man's house unannounced. In a motorcycle club, you don't fucking talk to another woman unless you know for a fact that she's single. And you need 100% assurances. I'm telling you, it is a really fucking stupid, stupid idea. To fucking go up to a chick who you have no idea. The worst part about that situation is you can get caught up with the wrong dude who just does not fuck around like that. I'm telling you, dude, it's scary. It's a very scary, real situation. Destiny will never, ever, ever fucking put his foot down like that, because, first off, the guy's bisexual, so that means he already has no fucking morals, or he has no moral compass. So anytime I hear him debate and talking about morals and all this shit, it's like, bro, you let your fucking chick fuck around. Why fuck around too? Exactly. That's not okay. You're over here talking about morals and principles and values, and it's like, Well, if it's okay between two consenting adults, all right, well, who the fuck are you then to tell us anything? Because the moral standard that we're trying to set here in the United States doesn't go by that logic. If it's okay between two consenting adults, blah, 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 there's a reason why it's a taboo. There's a reason why there's clubs and shit that are dedicated to that. They keep that shit on the hush-hush. Because our society doesn't deem it okay. And their society does. Their society keeps it quiet. It keeps it fucking underground. Under wraps. They got a secret language and a secret code and a secret this and a secret that. They live by a whole nother set of principles and standards that normal society doesn't. And the fact that this dickhead, like, wants to fucking, the person I'm addressing is Destiny. Wants to fucking change, like, he just wants to be able to live by both standards. He wants to be able to have the authority and righteousness of a person with high morals, yet live loose and fast the way a degenerate does. Like a child, basically. He wants the authority and the moral stance of a person of high value and status and all this other shit, He wants to be like the moral authority while living fast and loose. And it doesn't work like that. It never has. You're either a righteous man or you're not. Why do you think Dr. Martin Luther King, when I found out like he was running around being fucking womanizing, I have no idea if it's true or not. But it would make sense why they would fucking try to lambast him now. It would make sense, like, why they would try to fucking throw his ass under the bus now. It's like, what? He fucked around too, and he preached about, you know, the civil rights movement. Like, come on, man. It's all about free love. No. There's a reason why he kept that shit quiet. Why he, you know, if he did. There's a reason why he fucking kept that shit quiet. There's a reason why it wasn't released, and there's a reason why it wasn't ever fucking released out into the public. Is because we fucking had a huge problem with it in the past. Otherwise, it would have just come out. I want to make sure that our brothers and sisters have the same freedoms that everybody else does. And I also want a bitch to suck my dick on the side. It makes no sense. It makes no fucking sense. I wouldn't follow a motherfucker like that. Same thing with Andrew Tate. And for Destiny to sit there and talk all this shit about how much of a piece of shit Andrew Tate is while him simultaneously doing the exact same fucking thing that Andrew Tate does, disgusting. Then what the fuck is the point of having a conservative household? Well, the problem with the conservative household is that they have too many morals and standards and they believe this and they believe that. Yeah, there's a reason for it. We believe in what we believe in because it's kept us safe. It's kept our homes intact. And the moment that we started introducing all these other ingredients, like fucking around, giving a girl all this freedom, fucking OnlyFans, you know, oh, it's okay to just let them, you know, dress how they want. That's when everything just started to slide to shit. Everything. The moment that we started to bow down and bend this and fucking allow that, it turned to fucking shit. I'm going to upload another video in response to this video. And I'll give you guys an example of what I'm talking about. But until then, guard your heart.